Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
Our first order as pastors, don't judge anybody who walks through that door. He said, love them, train them to be champions for me, because I'm coming back for a champion church. The Lord was saying, Chip, Jesus, everywhere he went. Now, what solidified this for me is what activated this. How do we operate in this? And Jesus, I read in there, said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. Right? He spoke it. I'm in Sacramento preaching, and God said, even I had to speak to release that power. And I said, God, what are you talking about? In Genesis, it said the Spirit of God was hovering. It's like mom does. And hovering. Well, why was the whole... That's the same Spirit now. That's the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. And that's also the same Spirit that lives in you. And what identity, what realm are we operating in? Come on now. Higher. And so, glory to God. So, it's hovering. And he said, why was he hovering? And he was waiting. He was waiting for God to speak in faith. Believe and speak in faith. And it happened. He said, in each of my believer, he's hovering. Some of you, he's been hovering for a long time. And you keep building your equipment and your knowledge, but no power. He said, this is the hour for power. And I'm going to show it through this church. Some may hear this and they may run out those doors. That's okay. We don't judge them. We love them. We pray for them. Amen. Because that's what the Bible says to do. We don't judge anybody. Amen. Are y'all okay? Even though you heard this again, are you okay? Glory to God. Amen. So, look at Jesus' timeline and we'll finish with that. I'm not even halfway, but that's okay. We can pick it up back up. Jesus didn't operate in the power until he was baptized by John in the River Jordan, and the Holy Spirit fell upon him like a dove. Now watch this. We're going to start the timeline. Watch this. Then, Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost, this is what it says. Now he's full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. He went straight from there to the Mount of Temptation, where he faced and defeated Satan with the Word and Spirit. Then he returned in the power of the Spirit, and there went out a fame about him through the whole region. Now, he didn't do it for the fame, but the fame happened. Are y'all with me? Why? Because it reached people. And we're not doing, if you're doing it for the fame, that's the wrong motive. But guess what? The anointing will bring fame. Are y'all with me? It will bring, you know, the media and everything else. And that hadn't happened yet, and it should happen. So, he then goes to the synagogue, and when he goes to the synagogue, if y'all haven't, if y'all been over there with mom or anything, they say there's always a chair that is sit right where the reader goes, and that chair is designated for God. Nobody dare sit in that chair. Are y'all with me? Yes. It's a custom they have. I remember hearing about that from the rabbis. Huh, I never knew that. Now watch this. You don't have to believe it, but I do. He goes into the synagogue to read, and there was delivered unto him the book of Isaiah, the book that he read about when he was a boy and he studied. And he opened it and found the place where it was written. You got to understand something. They didn't do that. It was already predestined what they said. And it is a years in advance. But he found, he went against custom. He's operating on a higher realm. It's no longer custom or religion. Are y'all with me? And he finds where that is. And he finds the book of Isaiah, he opens it up, and he found the place where it was written. There it is. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he anointed me. In other words, in Hebrew, he said, Ani I Ashia. Woo! Where he said that, they just found that synagogue. And we are the second group to come in there because the mom, we're in there. They're still dusting off. The floor was beautiful. They found the place where he stood because the platform was there. And all we could do is go. And they were so excited because they said, all through Israel, we know where Jesus was and about and where, but never exactly. And they said, this is the first time we can say he was exactly there. Oh. Randy was the TV cameraman. And mom, nothing stops mom. And she goes back and she's talking to the priest. She's talking to all of them. And she gets favor. And she comes back, Chip, what? They're going to let you stand there. 5 minutes. And they said, they haven't even let anybody stand there. They're going to let you stand there. Because they heard about what you have been teaching. About Jesus going throughout the whole Galilee. He didn't just say it there. It says he went about the whole Galilee. Every time he got up and spoke, he would say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? Because I'm going to operate on a higher realm of identity. I operated for 33 years on another realm. There was no miracles. But not now. He's the head. We're the body. What are we doing? Oh, I know about it, Chip. The whole time. I know about it, and your power cord's dragging. I just saw that. A lot of Christians with their power cord. Like a little tail. Hey, you need to go. No, you need to plug in. Yeah, they're unplugged. Plug it in. Plug it in. And let the power begin. It'll get in your skin. Plug it in. The Spirit of the Lord is Ani Ashia. Whoo! Can you imagine? Because we know their reaction because they got offended at it. Who are you breaking these customs? Rolling out, not reading what you were supposed to read. And he goes, after he read, he hands the scroll back to the minister and sat down. I'm like, is anybody seeing? Oh, yeah, Chip, he sat down. He was tired. Oh, no. Why didn't it say he sat down every time he sat down? Why didn't the Bible say Jesus sat down every time he sat down? One time. He sits down in the... Do y'all believe it or not? You don't have to. I am God. God in me. We're talking about a different realm here of identity. You don't know your identity, church. That's what he was saying. But there's a higher realm of identity. Is that? That's it. And so I get there. And now remember, he sits down. And they say, who are you? I am. If he's the head, and it's a different realm. Amen? Glory to God. We're not going to deny this power. And he designed and equipped each of us to operate in this power for everyday life. And it's available for every born-again believer. And it's not just for the fivefold ministry. Amen? Glory to God. Now watch the similarities. Watch the similarities between Jesus' description of the Comforter and John's description of the anointing. John 14. Jesus talking to his disciples right before his crucifixion. He says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, that's what he was anointed with, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you what? All things. Somebody say all. and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I said unto you. 1 John 2, it says, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye knows all things, and that anointing which you have received abides in you. So all things needed to know is in you. And he goes on to say, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things. But Lord, we need preachers, but we're not talking about the preacher. We're talking about the anointing in the preacher. Amen. Anointing and unction are the same Greek word, charisma, and it's a smearing, it's a painting, it's a covering, it's an overtaking. And that's what happened to Elijah. That's what happened to Samson. That power just smeared, and the Holy Ghost personality will supernaturally overshadow your personality when this happens. His character will paint over your character. When the superpower of the third person of the Trinity is smeared on your natural self, you'll have to introduce yourself to yourself. You will suddenly become supernatural. Whatever you previously did in your natural ability, you will now do supernaturally. And we had those six people, and they did it, and Rodney Clark was the first one, and they went to levels that people were not ever familiar with. But we did it all for the glory of God, and it reached people. And after it was all over and I was leaving ORU, and those six came together, and we threw a little party, goodbye party, whatever, and they said, Chip, everything happened that was in that Bible that happened to Jesus. Our fame spread. All of us have been on magazine covers. All of us have went to a higher level. And all of us have had more open doors in our arenas to meet and get people saved and healed and the power of God. All of it, while those other 236 could have. But their power cords are dragging around. As they go up and get their diplomas, and they go off into whatever they're going to do. No power. There has to be power. And he's the power source. Jesus knew it, and he would not go anywhere without saying it. I want everybody to know, it ain't me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So what you're about to hear is the anointing. And it's the same power that is going to raise me. Right? It's the same power that created the universe, and it's in us. Amen?
God's Got People is a transforming 9-disc series about the characteristics of a true champion. Pastor Chip teaches people to have composure, honor, a good attitude, motivation, persistence, intelligence, an overcomer's mentality, nobility, and a servant's heart. Order your copy by calling 1-800-972-3447 or online at billybrim.org. Just as God led Paul and his team to Macedonia to gain fellowship with the Church of Philippi, we believe that God has led us into fellowship with you. We invite you to join us in a monthly partnership with the Billy Brim Ministries General Club by visiting billybrim.org or by texting your gift to BBM space amount to 28950 and follow the prompts.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we have the best youth rally in the world. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at championswiththenumber4christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.